I can tell you a little bit about earlier Intermedia.
Oh, sure.
Before it took place, even. You know, there was Shadbolt's group, and there was the sound studio, and there was Helen Goodwin dancing, and there was the UBC group that at, there was Ellen Tomlin and, I forget his name, Tomlin anyway.
Ellen Tomlin's husband.
Ellen
was it Warren Tomlin?
Warren, yeah. Anyway, they all got together at our house, I think, in 16th, wasn't it?
I don't think Warren Tomlin was there. I think it was a really small group. Dave Orcutt.
Anyway, a bunch of them came to the house, including Kyle and, what's his name? And at that time, they decided that they'd do a thing called Intermedia. And they decided that it's all in this tape I gave you, too. Anyway, I think it was Joe Kyle was sort of sorry about that. I have Parkinson's, so.
That's okay.
Anyway, Joe Kyle was sort of a business consultant working for SFU at the time. And he was donating his time free of charge, and because he had made millions anyway. And he was with Archie just before Simon Fraser opened, yeah, actually. And I forget who was at the house. It may have been Gary and David Orcutt. And, do you remember, George?
Who are you talking there? Now about the second meeting?
No, no, the
it's
first
still
meeting.
Still the first. Well, Helen was certainly there.
Who?
The dancer.
Helen.
Yeah, a good one.
Anyway.
Dave was there. You were there. I think then a meeting then, it was just sort of beginning to germinate as
anyway,
an idea.
Joe agreed to write up the thing.
And then Joe came in a little bit later, didn't he?
No.
There was another meeting?
No, I don't
know. Maybe
think
he came then too.
What was the biggest stimulus to have this meeting and to...
Well,
there was
Canada stimulus.
Council.
They had Peter Dwyer and David Silcox came out. And when they met a bunch of us at a hotel somewhere downtown, eh?
Yeah. The people at that were you and I,
more
Claude Breeze, Gary Lee Nova, was... Well, Helen was there. Helen Goodwin was there.
You're a young man at the time, I think.
Dave Orcutt might have been in town. Yeah, he must have been there. Well, what they were trying to do was to find out what was happening across the country, the Canada Council.
They'd gone from
and they knew things were brewing and things were changing, and they were going across the country, and they'd been to other spots, too. And they came out here and they were really blown away by what was happening. It was a really diverse group. I guess the poetry is represented. It's quite likely Bissett was there too. You know, it's funny. I thought I'd never forget.
Here you are. Right? Sure. It's a long time ago.
Yeah.
It's 40 years ago.
Yeah.
Long
yeah.
time.
So... they were very excited about what was happening. And I guess when we were meeting, we knew they were talking about funds.
Had you read McLuhan at the time?
A little bit. And I was being phoned all the time by Baxter. Ian Baxter?
Yeah. Ian must have been at that meeting, too.
Why was he calling you?
Oh, for
to
ideas.
Ask me of ideas about McLuhan and all this stuff and that. Remember?
Yeah, I kept saying, get off the phone. I haven't seen you all day.
Anyway, I guess I saw McLuhan at the faculty club first. And he was sort of a guy that talked about media in a way that I could understand. And I was involved in philosophy from way back, but I was
about, how old were you then?
I don't know.
26 or 27. I can't quite sure when McLuhan came.
But there was something. It was a Trips Festival, and anyway, we met him at the faculty club, and I remember doing an exhibit and asking him. In fact, Glenn helped me with Glenn Toppings helped me with the exhibit, and we had been very conscious of the fact that there's 5 minutes viewing time at the most, and then you give a handout, or 3 minutes at the most if you can stand and read it, you know. And I told McLuhan this, and I think Roy was with us or something. But anyway, McLuhan, I remember to this day, he said something about, well, in the Middle East, they're so proud of the fact that they read, that they'd read tons of stuff on the wall.
A whole lot of people turned. I was there, I guess, and it was wonderful to hear somebody in his position who was actually talking about the meaning of artists in the society. And I thought, good
Even though
Lord.
He liked Charlie Parker.
It was a shock.
It was not that great an artist.
You don't run into
anyway.
This very often. And yet he was an academic, not sounding academic. And in the sense that, you know, he was pushing things into its slots and giving it titles and all that sort of thing. He was looking to see where things might go. And how, you know, we're always looking into the rearview mirror, that kind of thought. And that was stimulating.
David Orcutt used to live on 12th Avenue, and he was married to his wife. What's her name? Anyway.
It was Dorothy, I think, or Dorothy, something like that.
And I used to hire David every now and again to assist me with exhibits and all that kind of stuff. And I remember designing a tunnel one time, and the doctors wouldn't go in the bloody thing.
Children love tunnels, but
children love
won't
tunnels,
go into a
but
tunnel.
The kids
it's too frightening.
Wouldn't go in. And David was scratching his head, and then this doctor came at me and he said, you know, the reason that they're afraid that there's a guy inside handing out brochures. Probably, it's true.
I think David's first things, though, were out at UBC and the Kerner Foundation.
He had Hut 87.
Yeah, and that was a really famous place, and he was really knowledgeable about the puppetry of Indonesia, so he was using a lot of those techniques and actually using some of those puppets too.
Yeah.
And then, you know, the back projection and the front projection and the colors and the swirls, I guess, of the 60s were all there.
Yeah. Oh,
but
very good.
And
yeah.
He was experimenting.
He's still doing it, you know. He did it in Grand Forks recently. He was wheeling a baby carriage.
He's in
with
town
a rear
now.
Projection
yeah, I did,
screen.
You told me that, and I.
So you got in touch with him?
I called him. Yeah, I called because I've been in touch with him in Grand Forks or where is it?
Winlaw.
Yeah,
that's right.
He did a thing for Grand Forks or some community. And it was he sort of incorporated the history of the community and made it a festival for all the people. Mm. And they came in during the day, and they had a big tent, and in the tent all these wonderful things were happening and things you could do. So he's never stopped. Oh. Plus he's gone into that language,
but
which is
David,
a very big
you know,
thing for him.
He was driving his car, and he suddenly must have had a stroke or something, and he suddenly found himself banging trees in the woods.
When was this?
This was about a year ago.
No,
2 years ago?
No, 10.
I don't know.
At least 10. Anyway, it was a really, I guess it must have been quite frightening.
Anyway, I also
said he sort of came to, and he figured
do.
He couldn't get out of the car, but he found a bag of apples close by, so that sort of sustained him for a while.
Really?
Finally,
and
he got out
and
came to the road, and he was, you know, taken care of, I guess. But, you know, you know how David deals with everything.
How does he deal with everything?
With, I don't know, incredible ease.
He's very easygoing, in
yes.
other words.
Yes,
I think
right,
so,
right,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I hardly knew him at all. I mean, I remember him being around, but he seemed very kind of retiring and kind of in the background. He wasn't.
I never heard David say a bad word about anybody.
He's been spending his life, actually, it's connected to this. He's been wanting to find a universal language. So he has a signage. You know about that?
Yes, he World explained sign. That to me to some
yeah,
degree.
And we have some information that yeah. he left with us on
I've
that.
I've got a whole book on
And he's always America. Sending cards with his signage. And you know.
I still can't figure it all out.
And he did a lot of work in India with people. I guess it was India. It might have been Indonesia too. But I think India with this language and having them use it and be able to talk.
Were you here for the TRIPS Festival?
No, I wasn't.
With Sam Perry, no. It was Sam, I think. And
Sam
he
Perry
did,
organized,
he organized it.
Yeah.
And there was, anyway, Sam Perry, I think it was. Sam Perry.
I think that's it.
He had, Sam was an amazing guy. He had studied at HUD 87 as well. And I think Gary did and all kinds of people did. And David was sort of the original, what do you call it, psychedelic guy.
And that isn't you. That's
no, it is me. I know
no.
me.
Yeah, I was pointing
I
to
had
this.
A beard.
You had a beard. Look at that. Isn't
oh,
that
yeah,
interesting?
Oh, yeah, you had a beard.
I've wondered, often wondered who that person was because...
Yeah, that's me.
Uh-huh. I wonder if there's anyone else that we recognize here. There's children.
Let's see.
And,
Jason was at some of those things.
He was pissed off.
You know, if
himself.
I didn't have pictures of this, I would hardly even remember it, you know?
Yeah.
So...
Oh, God.
But I have I have one of the projectors, one of the intermediate projectors, which is kind of...
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, kind of
I
neat.
Remember buying the first stuff, the Roneo for Ed Varney and...
Uh-huh.
There's Flaky, eh?
That's right,
yeah.
Yeah,
that's him. That's Glenn.
That's at the New Era.
Mm. Well, I didn't know that period. I mean, I didn't... See,
I think that's
Jason
Dave,
arrived in
Dave
1962.
Rimmer.
That's our youngest son. And I kind of went on and did my work, but socially I wasn't really out there, you know, talking all day yeah. and discussing things.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I worked
well,
with...
You have
I
worked, family.
I, yeah, mm-hmm. and I was working with Bob Mills from Western Cybernetics, and so that was where the, you know... gestation of ideas went on.
No, I don't know any of those either. But they so look familiar.
Yeah, this is liquid projection, right? Where you have
yeah.
the
Has that
a dish.
Got a match by any chance?
Who?
Got a match.
Who's What's got
and
a match?
Got a match who came and performed at Intermediate Nights quite often.
Who's that? That's the same person.
I think they're from Got a Match. Because they did liquid projections quite often.
Were they Vancouver?
Gottamach.
So they came.
And they were
did
from
they
Victoria.
Look like that?
Well, they were a group. They were a group. And they performed. Remember at Intermediate Nights or something they performed?
I went to the Intermediate Nights at
they
the
had,
Vancouver
they
Art
had
Gallery.
They had liquid projections going on. And.
Yeah, because that's the dish, and there's oil in there, and then
yeah.
they squirt
yeah.
the dyes
Might
into the oil,
yeah.
and then
and
swish
Carl
them around.
And Carl Edder was there doing a lot of foam rubber stuff. At the time, a lot of the board felt that, including me, that, and Jeff, was it... the guy, Jeff Massey, and
yeah.
Don Ellis, and Archie McKinnon, They felt that nobody at Intermedia would like to have imposed a structure that. So with some disregard, we decided to hire directors with some hesitation, I should say. We decided to get directors.
Well, I think you kind of had to, didn't you, to stay legitimate and get the money and so forth?
Well, to get the money from Canada Council, we had to have a director. They were called coordinators, I think, initially, but then... And various other people like Gary and they'd phone me up and they'd say, you know, that bugger went and left coffee on that videotape machine and that coffee spilled. And it was, that's her, eh? Yeah, that's her.
Well, she went to New York and did some work.
Heather, do you have pictures of Heather McCallum?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, good.
What you're saying is that the board was decided to position themselves at arm's length from the actual
very much so.
Intermedia.
Yeah.
In order to, you know, foster as much freedom of
that's right.
as possible.
Yeah. That's right.
Definitely.
They did.
But that the Canada Council.
But we had to have two signees for the checks. So there was Joe and myself who had to sign all the checks for all of the equipment and for all of the other stuff.